Back out at the 2025 Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois. It's a hot one, but they always are here in Springfield for the Illinois State Fair. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY, talking with Illinois Corn Board Vice President and District 7 Board Member, Mark Bunzelmeyer. Mark, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Let's talk Illinois Corn Board here in 2025 and all the things that they're doing, all the initiatives that you guys are looking after right now.
Our biggest priority right now is having some kind of mini farm bill done. A lot of things were done with the big, beautiful bill that address a lot of the farm bill issues, but we still need to have our different conservation programs being funded, and we also would like to be able to see potentially a year-round E15 included in that legislation too.
Numbers aren't great right now, but I think we've seen them a lot worse. How are folks that you're talking to responding and making those adjustments?
The price of corn just keeps dropping with commodities, and we're hopeful that at some point all these different tariffs and trade deals are going to actually pan out. We did have the good news with United Kingdom, but we need to have momentum with this to be able to give us some kind of turnaround. We need to find uses for our corn. Illinois does a great job of growing that crop, but we need to find uses for it.
And I think that is where we've been saved from having a situation maybe like we had back in 1988 when we had drought and some of the bottomings out over the years with the markets is the fact that corn products, soy products are used for so many other things away from the food supply that they have uses in other areas that people gravitate to.
Yeah, we have a lot of uses, whether it's feed or fuel, and we are constantly looking for those more markets.
Absolutely. Illinois Corn Board here at the State Fair. What's your mission as far as talking with people, getting them in the knowledge of Illinois Corn Board and getting them involved?
Just updating people on different priorities that we're working through and then also meeting the different leaders of the other organizations and all the different aspects of agriculture that are here represented.
Let's talk about you personally, Mark. Give us a little bit of background to your history in farming and maybe what you have personally on your farm.
I farm just north of Decatur in the Monroe-Forsyth School District area and farm with my father and brother-in-law. And crops are looking good this year. We had a three-week spell of a 90-degree plus temp with no rain, but we got timely rains there right before pollination and looking for a good crop this year.
And that seems to be kind of the MO for a lot of folks here in Central Illinois. It's everything that has come this year, for the most part, has been timely. Whenever you've needed rain, it's just a few days away. Whenever you've needed a dry out, it's been a few days away. And the heat hasn't been beaten down as much as it normally does. May need a few more heat days there.
We always adding up those growing great units, but another rain or two here just to fill out soybeans and to help with that extra little boost with test weight on the corn would be helpful if we're going to dial up a prescription for our weather.
Take a look ahead here, next 365. If we come back to you in 2026 here at the Illinois State Fair, what's the hopes and what's the reality that we may be facing between now and then?
The hope is that in the next year that this year-round E15 is behind us and we move on to a liquid fuels bill to expand out ethanol usage even more at a higher blend rate.
Very good. Sounds like good goals to have. Finally, Mark, on a personal level, other things at the Illinois State Fair that you look forward to? Is there a food item or an entertainment item that you're going to gravitate to before the week's out?
I usually will stop by the FFA barnyard and check in and meet the new section presidents and the new major state officers, and I always enjoy that.
Absolutely. Always a good time. Mark, I appreciate your time spending with us. Of course, Illinois Corn Board, so vital to what we do here with agriculture in the state of Illinois. Enjoy your week and stay cool out here.
Thank you. You do the same.
That's Mark Bunzelmeyer with the Illinois Corn Board. We'll have more reports coming up from the Illinois State Fair 2025. Chad Baker for WITY.